March the 29th. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Hebrews 5:8. We are told that the author of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. Hebrews 2:10. Therefore, we who are sinful and who are far from being perfect must not be surprised if we are called to pass through suffering too. Will the head be crowned with thorns, and will the other members of the body be rocked upon the delicate lap of ease? Must Christ pass through seas of his own blood to win the crown, and are we to walk to heaven in comfortable silver slippers? No. Our Master's experience teaches us that suffering is necessary, and the true-born child of God must not, would not, escape it if he could. But there is one very comforting thought in the fact of Christ's being made perfect through suffering, and that is that he can have complete sympathy with us. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. In this sympathy of Christ, we find a sustaining power. One of the early martyrs said, "I can bear it all, for Jesus suffered, and he sympathizes with me, and this makes me strong." Believer, lay hold of this thought in all times of agony. Let the thought of Jesus strengthen you as you follow in his steps. Find precious support in his sympathy. Remember that to suffer is an honorable thing. To suffer for Christ is glory. The apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to do this. Acts 5:41. As far as the Lord gives us grace to suffer for Christ and with Christ, this is as far as he honors us. The jewels of a Christian are his afflictions. The regalia of the kings whom God has anointed are their troubles, sorrows, and griefs. Let us not, therefore, try to avoid being honored. Let us not turn aside from being exalted. Griefs exalt us, and troubles lift us up. If we endure, we will also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12.